Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
I'm pretty strictly Italian, traditionally Italian. We only do 7 entrees on our menu, which is completely seasonal, so every week it's changing. Every week you kind of have to make sure you have a balance.
Today's guests are Patricia Cambianica and Jim Becker from La Trattoria. I'm interested in the origin of the word La Trattoria. Where does that come from?
La Trattoria is actually a style of restaurant in Italy. It's a smaller family style restaurant. It's kind of the more casual local restaurant as opposed to a ristorante, which would be a fancier white tablecloth restaurant. So I wanted to just keep the emphasis on being kind of a small family run style restaurant.
And now you two got together and got married in September of 2001, and 1 month later you opened this restaurant, La Trattoria. You had to have been planning this for a while.
Yeah, we were. I'll let Jim talk on that.
Well, we had, over the years, been looking for a location. We actually own a rental house that's a commercial property that we actually thought we were going to convert. And then later on, when we realized how much work that was, we noticed what was formerly the Barcelona location. They were interested in moving on and wanted to sell their location. And we approached them in the summertime, and Patricia negotiated with them, and then we set a date for that. And once we had, then we already knew we were getting married, and things just sort of fell into place after that.
So it was kind of a coincidence that we got married. And
yeah, because it kind of sounds crazy.
It was a little crazy.
And now, you had had some experience, Patricia, in the restaurant business and the food service business. What kind of experience did you had in the past?
Basically, I was raised from a really young age, about the age of 6, with a restaurant. My parents were restaurateurs, so it was something I didn't think I would ever go into when I grew up. And then as I grew older, started doing college, I realized I really wanted to do the restaurant. So I ended up stopping college and focusing on the restaurant. So it's kind of a lifestyle that I guess grew accustomed to over the years.
You came back to in your
I came
life.
Back to yeah. when I realized yeah. my passion was food.
One of the reasons that we have you down here and are talking to you today, we don't normally talk to a lot of people who have restaurants, but your restaurant philosophy is very different from a lot of restaurants. You have really made an effort to use a lot of locally produced foods. Who are some of your producers? Who are some of your contacts? And how's your relationship grown over time?
Well, as far as produce goes, we've been using Warren Creek Farms for years, Greenfire for quite a long time, also Pierce Farms. In addition, over the hill, we've been using Willow Creek Farms quite a bit. Other ones on the coast besides Warren Creek, we use Deep Seated and
Flora Organica. Yeah.
And in addition, with what used to be G Farm and is now Organic Matters, we buy greens and other things from them, but also we buy our sustainably raised pork from them, too.
Yeah, that's a new product for them. Do you buy it in cuts, or how does that work?
Well, he sells it in cuts to the public, but we actually buy the full hog, and then Jim and I have been breaking down the hog as we get them. Uh-huh. We're on to our third hog, I guess, now.
About halfway through.
Halfway through our third hog.
Yeah.
How much time does that take to go through a hog in a restaurant? A
few months. It's been about 3 months
about
for
three.
Us.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
We keep it on the menu all the time, and we feature his pork every week, so...
Yeah.
And what do you notice about the difference between the locally raised pork?
Oh, definitely the flavor. Yeah, I would say definitely the flavor.
Yeah, and timing with it, I mean, for lack of better words, it's there on the farm on a Friday, and on Monday we're picking it up and bringing it in and breaking it down, and so it's not a whole lot of time as far as you know where it came from and how quickly it came from there.
And how have you developed these relationships? I mean, I'm just imagining, do you go to the farmer's market and buy your produce at the farmer's market, or does the truck show up to your restaurant? How does that work?
Well, originally, we just started meeting people through farmer's market. We'd go around and browse and buy from each farmer, and then we just built up certain rapports with farmers, became friends with them, and then you just kind of know who has what when and what's coming into season. So during the farmer's market season, we just go to farmer's market mainly and pick up cases, and we'll phone ahead of time and put our orders in and just pick it up from them. But then throughout the winter months, then they'll actually drop off when they're in town, or the local farms will actually drop off sometimes for us too. And
That saves some time.
Yeah, we get deliveries during the winter, but we'll pick up at farmers market during the summer.
The winter time's really been crucial to have these relationships with farmers because it allows us to be seasonal year round.
And I know you do a lot of other organic products that you use in your restaurant, maybe things that you can't buy locally. I'm thinking of wheat and things like that, where you can buy some wheat locally, but maybe not all the wheat for your pasta making. How do you source that sort of material?
Well, we use UNFI, which used to be called Mountain Peoples, but we use no GMO grains. It's all completely organic grains, and they're delivered to us. We do corn for our cornmeal, for our polenta, wheat, and our rice, rice.
So risotto, like an arborio
rice. Risotto, and that's basically all the grains that we're doing. Then we also do organic sugar. And
one thing I might add is there's certain hard pastas that we use beyond a number of pastas that she makes, and we use Bio Natura, which is a quality organic Italian pasta, and we purchase those through UNFI also.
And now on to wine, and I noticed that you have a lot of local wine on your menu, more local producers than I even knew existed on your menu. How do you go about selecting the wines that you offer? I'm thinking you must have to do a lot of tasting.
Jim does most of the wine.
Yeah, I was fortunate it's ended up in my lap, although we do taste a lot of wines together, sometimes with producers, just sometimes on our own. So that's given us a certain amount of local wines, and of course a really extensive Italian list too. But the local wines, we do appreciate there's a number of them that are estate wineries. I should say estate vineyards. There's a number of just regular wineries too that are quite good. But for example, like the Winnet Vineyards, they grow the grapes, they grow organically, and they produce it on the facility.
And the Cabots.
And the Cabots is another example. But yeah, we do have a lot of great wines.
I've always thought that in Humboldt County, if you can't satisfy the vegetarians, you're really not going to make it. You probably have a lot of vegetarians come to the restaurant, as well as omnivores. What sorts of things do you have on your menu that can accommodate the vegetarians?
Well, actually, I have to keep it pretty diverse. We only do 7 entrees on our menu, which is completely seasonal. So every week it's changing. It is a bit of planning to try to balance not only vegetarian, we have to do vegan and now gluten-free. A lot more people are going gluten-free. I try to keep almost half vegetarian, half meat items. And then within those vegetarians, a lot of those items can be vegan. We just hold the cheese. And then a few gluten-free. So it's definitely a juggle, but every week you kind of have to make sure you have a balance there.
You're kind of exploring new territory too, I think, with some of the gluten-free items.
Well, I'm pretty strictly Italian, traditionally Italian. So I will just do things that are traditionally Italian that are gluten-free, like, for example, risotto or a polenta dish or something with beans. We use a lot of Warren Creek beans. So there's a lot of, you know, traditional dishes that I can do that just happen to be gluten-free. So it makes it easier that way.
But and many of times our like sustainable meat dishes will end up, if somebody's eating meat but they're gluten-free, I'll usually be gluten-free. Not always, but quite often. And
yeah,
so
the pork side with beans, or, you know, the humble grass-fed beef with beans and greens and stuff. So.
And what are your hours?
We're open Thursday through Sunday, 5:30 to 9 p.m.
And I understand reservations are recommended.
I would recommend them. It's not always the case, but it's very helpful.
Okay. And how many seats do you have?
I think we're up to 32 seats.
Okay.
So it's a fairly small, intimate area.
Right. So we highly recommend you make a reservation and make a reservation for La Trattoria. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.